We're heading in the right direction, I think. I think Coach Trushman and Cromer and all the guys have done a good job of piling a lot of stuff on us and then kind of limiting it back and trying to figure out what we're good at and what we can be successful at during the regular season. So it's been fun to see the progress that the guys have made and how hard they've studied throughout the offseason. Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, you can see it. I think conditioning-wise, he's a little behind. He knows where to be. It's just a matter of him getting out there and pushing his hip through things, and he gets tired a little bit. But, I think once we start getting into a routine and the game week and we shorten some of these reps and we really figure out exactly what routes we want him on and where we want him on the field, hopefully things sharpen up on his hip for him and he'll be able to make it through. I think just that consistency at the slot position and being able to bump him outside. Earl's a guy that can play all three of them. He keeps everyone at ease in the huddle because he knows exactly what to do. And if anybody's on the outside, not sure, Earl can get him lined up and get him going. So hopefully we get him back soon. The concussions get a little scary. There's a lot of tension on those. So we'll just have to take that day by day. And when he comes back, he'll be an immediate playmaker for us. Yeah, we've done some of that. I've done it in the past before. You don't really want to waste these couple bonus days on preparing for somebody you're not going to play. We know we're not going to play Cleveland. Those other guys are going to do it. So being able to take a look at Cincinnati, and I'm sure they're taking a look at us as well, is good. But you don't want to overdo it because we don't play for a while yet. He does know what to do. I think things come very naturally to him as a player, as a receiver. Needs to get a little bit stronger, a little more assertive out there, and that's just going to come with experience of him being out there and going through things. And, he messed up on one thing today, and, hopefully it won't happen again next time it happens to him. That's kind of what we would like to see. But he's going – I mean, whenever we throw him the ball, he catches it, and that's what you like to see as a receiver. So we'll steadily bring him along, and hopefully he'll be a contributor for us. I knew what he could do. I think that's why we talked him up, and that's why we were so high on him the week leading up to that game. And the beauty with Alshon is he hasn't let up this week either. He's out there doing the same thing. You don't get a lot of words out of him, but he knows where to go, and he does a great job out there for me. So it's exciting to see him and B and Marty and Matt Forte and all those guys out there. It's a lot of weapons. Everyone's optimistic in the entire league right now. So I don't think we can get caught up in where we're at or where we're going. We just got to concentrate on what we're doing offensively. And is everyone doing the right thing? Do we need to change anything? Do I need to change anything? And just steadily try to get better before that week one, because that's whenever it gets for real out there. Yeah, there's not a lot of leftover words when Martellus is around. He's going to let it known that he's around, and it's a good mix with the huddle, because B doesn't say much out there much either, and Kyle Long, he doesn't ever be quiet. He doesn't shut up. So between Kyle and Martellus, it's hard to even call the play, Those guys are talking a mile a minute, but it's good. It's a good mix of guys that young guys, old guys, outgoing guys, some guys that just don't say anything, just do their job. So you got to have that out there.